just want to clarify one more thing about Muktzah that we spoke about, but we didn't go into the details necessarily. We have a klal, if something was Muktzah when Shabbos came in, even for part of the Bein Hashmashas, it remains Muktzah the whole Shabbos. And the example we gave, clothing that was wet when Shabbos came in, so it remains Muktzah the whole Shabbos, even if it dries subsequently on Shabbos. When Bein Hashmashas came, it was wet, then it remains Muktzah the whole Shabbos. So that is only if something was Muktzah Bein Hashmashas, and it wasn't within the person's control of making sure that the reason for it being Muktzah would go away on Shabbos. That's called Gomro Bibnei Adam. In other words, give an example, something that's Muktzah when Bein Hashmashas comes in remains Muktzah the whole Shabbos, but if it's Gomro Bibnei Adam, it's Muktzah. You have dried fruit. You're drying fruit. So specifically, what's it called, grapes go into this cloud. In order to dry grapes, first they become, make raisins, first they become unedible as grapes. They get like their what's it called, spoiled. And then they dry out and then they're edible and they become raisins. So since when Bein Hashmashas came in, they were unedible. So Shabbos, what's it called, they remain Muktzah the whole Shabbos. You can't eat them. Can't move them to Muktzah. What happens though if you have grapes that you're not drying in the sun? That they're not, they will definitely be ready on Shabbos. You're putting them in an oven. Like drying them out in an oven. You have control over the drying process, and you're sure that you can control it to make it ready on Shabbos, barring any unforeseen things. But normally it's going to be ready on Shabbos. And even if when Shabbos came in it wasn't ready, but since you're in control of the situation, and you know for sure that it's going to be ready on Shabbos, that's called Gomro Bibnei Adam. I mean, most of the things we leave to cook for Shabbos are like that. They're not necessarily Nikar Adin, have to be edible when Bein Hashmashas was, even though for other reasons they have to be because of shamiyachat or whatever, but not al smuktzah. Right? You could theoretically leave a raw pot of food cook on Shabbos, right, without it being ready for eating, but you know that it's going to be ready, so that's okay. So therefore, with the clothing, is the same thing.
Does it have to be 2/3?
No, that's for different reasons. Not al smuktzah. Right, but smuktzah, it could be that it could be completely, what's it called, raw, and leave it as long as it's completely raw. And there's things in there that are impossible to be ready Friday night. Then smuktzah should be muktzah, but it's not. And now it's the other halachas, there's no problem with that, because you're not going to touch it, because it's not going to be ready anyway Friday night. It won't be ready till Shabbos morning. So, but again, that's since it's not, if there's other reasons why that's not possible, we make sure everything's cooked at least half before Shabbos. But that's not because of muktzah. Muktzah will be okay. So therefore, if you have clothing that's wet, and you put it on a line outside, you can't be sure that it's going to be ready by Shabbos time Shabbos comes in, because maybe the sun will go in, maybe it'll start to rain, whatever. But if you put it in a dryer before Shabbos, and you know for sure that, what's it called, that it's going to be ready on Shabbos, right? Putting a dryer is a problem. Leaving a dryer on Shabbos from before Shabbos is a problem. So it's not a good example.
What? Israeli summer.
Yeah.
Pretty short.
So you know for sure that even without the sun, it's going to, what's it, even the sun, right? 99% it's not going to rain or whatever. Yeah, the car should be the same thing. Or you put it on a clothesline inside the house with a heater or something, right? Then, even if the clothing was wet when Shabbos came in, since you know for sure that at some point in Shabbos it's going to be dry, you want to use it, that's not called muktzah, you want muktzah midaito, and it's 100% okay to use that clothing. But if you just drop through the clothing or whatever, and you weren't sure it was going to become dry, and then it became dry, that's not. Then if it was wet when Shabbos came in, it remains wet, it remains a muktzah even when it becomes dry. So,